Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day that Grandpappy and Aunt Charity Spears are moving onto the new farm, which Lum managed to buy for them, out of funds contributed by himself, by Abner's father, and inadvertently by Mr. Webster. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner approaching the farmhouse, while Grandpap, standing on the porch, greets him.
For the law me sakes, Abner, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I was just come out to help you get sort of settled, Grandpap.
Well, by Jiminy, come right up here on the porch. Yeah, we could use another hand around here, all right.
Yeah, that's what Lum figured. Said you'd more likely need a little help to get straightened around here in your new place.
Yeah, well, that was thoughty of him to think about that. But what about the store? Ain't you supposed to be working now?
Well, see, Lum give me the day off to come over here.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good. Yeah, Charity will be proud to hear that. She's been bustling around here this morning like a nervous pack rat toting hot potatoes.
Well, let's go ahead and get busy and pitch right in now and get you
in. Yeah, better drop your coat off and roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, good idea.
It's going to be a scorcher quick as that sun gets another 2 foot up in the sky there.
Yeah, it is. I'll just hang it here on this nail here. Yeah, I got pretty warm walking over here. Now, I reckon what I ought to do first now, Grandpap. I'm here to do anything you want, dear.
Yeah, let's see. Charity wanted me to lug these rocking chairs into the parlor, Abner.
Chairs, huh? Yeah, sure. Say, these ain't the same rockers you had over to other place, are they?
Yeah, same one.
Huh. Oh, they look sort of different here somehow.
Well, Charity made some new kivers for the cushions in them a while back. That might be what makes them look different.
Might be. Yeah, let me just sit down here once, and then I can tell for sure if they're the same ones or not.
Well, they are. I ought to know my own chairs.
Yeah, believe you're right. Well, you couldn't fool me on these, Grandpap. I could be blindfolded in both eyes and recognize each chair just from the way they fit your back.
Yeah, they do fit good. I'll say that for them.
Oh, yeah, these things are comfort. Ain't no two ways about it. They are comfort.
And they got a good place to rest your arms, too. Here, let me sit down here and I'll show you what I mean here.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. It sort of keeps your elbows just about the right height, them arms does.
And another thing, they got a nice, long, easy rock to them.
Your elbows has?
No, the chairs has.
Oh.
Yeah, none of your little short, choppy rocks like they got in them chairs over there at Izzy Seastrunk's place.
Oh, no.
You ever sit in them?
Yes, I have. And on the other hand, they don't make you feel like you're going to tip clean over backers either, like them at Caleb Weehunt's got over in his parlor.
Oh, I wouldn't set them things over at Caleb's for love nor money.
Where in the world do you ever get these chairs anyway, Grandpap?
Yeah, let's see now. Where did I get them? Had them so long now, I can't hardly recollect.
No.
I believe, though, that I got... Yes, Ernie, bringing the chairs right in. I believe I got them from the mail order house, Abner.
Was that your woman calling you there?
Yeah, that was Charity. You know Charity.
Yeah, sure. Never recognized her voice, hardly.
Yeah, her voice always gets to sounding that way when she's raising a batch of dust with her broom like she's doing now.
Uh-huh. Got them from the mail order house, huh?
Yeah. Seen them in the wish book. Yes, Charity. Got them practical in the parlor right now.
Maybe we had ought to get started here, Grandpap.
Yeah, or two. Yeah, have you rested up from your walk over here yet?
Well, I believe so.
Yeah, we better get started then, I reckon.
Yeah, I better, yeah.
I just don't want to overwork a man. It's kind enough to come out and lend me a hand here this way.
Well, that's all right. You're the one that's more likely tarred out.
Well, I will say that Moving into a new place ain't no easy job.
No, it ain't. It sure ain't, no, sir.
Yeah, I believe we're going to like it here right good, though, after we get settled.
Oh, yeah. Won't be bad at all. Just looking out across the pasture there, you got a nice view from the porch here. See the road down there and the creek, that hickory nut grove.
Nice view. The pin oak flats is right down there.
I'll kill many a squirrel right out of that big old black elm down there. I got a gray squirrel out there last year. What a dandy. Yes, sir.
The only thing I'm afraid we're going to miss that spring we had over on our old place, though.
Well, now, I'll tell you something about that, Grandpap. That is, now, if you keep it to yourself.
Oh, sure will. What is it?
Well, Mom has got a plan studied up to her. He's going to get that spring onto this new property of yours.
He is?
Yeah, now, don't you tell that to us old now, though.
Well, how's he aiming to do that?
Well, I can't tell you yet, Grandpap, but you just wait and see now. He'll do it.
And I'll be a monkey's pigeon toad, Uncle. That lawn be sold, don't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got ideas in that little old head of his. Yes, sirree, sir.
Oh, sakes, he's did enough for me and Charity as dears. I still feel guilty about accepting this farm from him.
Oh, you oughtn't to feel that way, Grandpap.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. As quick as I get back on my feet here, I'm going to pay Lum back every cent he put into this farm. And your papa, too, I'm going to pay him back.
Well, ain't no rush about that, Grandpa. Besides, it was actual Mr. Webster that put up most of the money for this place. He never aimed to, of course. He just thought he was paying that fine that Lum fined him in his Justice of the Peace Court. But that Lum knows what he's going to do with the money all the time. He's going to buy you this place.
Old Lum had that figured out, didn't
Why,
he?
Why, sure
Find
he
him the $500 and then buy a farm back for me.
Yeah, that's what he done.
Well, I don't mind taking that part of it. Not after the way that varmint tricked me out of a place.
Oh, Wilford!
I'll have him moved inside of a jiffy, Charity. Got a man to help me now.
We better get in there, I believe, Grandpa.
Yeah, we better.
Might as well just get as much dead as we can today, because I know I won't be able to help you none tomorrow this way.
Yeah, I sure appreciate you coming out today, Ed.
Oh, glad to do it.
But now Charity can take it easier. She won't have so much to do.
Yeah. Well, you take something like moving now, Grandpap. That's actual too hard a work for a woman when you come right down.
Well, of course it is. They're all right for some of the light work, but now you take heavy work. Well, like moving these rocking chairs, for instance. Yeah, it takes a man to do that.
Why, natural. Men folks are just cut out for such as that, I reckon, and women folks ain't, that's all they're doing.
Right. You're just right about it, Emma.
Yeah.
Especially a frail woman like Charity.
Oh, sure.
You know, I just said to her yesterday when I found out we was going to move in today, I said, Charity, now there just ain't no need for you to even go out there. I'll take care of everything, I said.
Well, that was thoughty of you, Grandpa.
Or if you do go out there, I says, we'll just sling a hammock twixt a couple of them apple trees, and you just lay there and read your needlework magazine till I get everything straightened around. That's what I told her.
Well, I
sure did.
Well, that's the way it ought to be, too, Grandpap. You're
yes,
right.
Sir, sir. You bet your life.
By the way, you ain't got that hammock up yet, have you?
Why, no, I ain't, Abner. Oh. Charity's carried the box it was packed in round to the back, but I don't believe she's got it unpacked yet.
Uh-huh. I just wondering.
Heard her hammering around there a while ago, but I don't think she opened that box.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up for her, though, right away, though, one of these days.
Of course, now, there's another way, too, to look at this woman problem, Grandpa. I think a man can carry things too far.
Carry them too far, huh?
Well, I mean, all this letting them lay around in hammocks all day and reading magazines and all that, I just don't believe it's good for them. Just breaks their health down, for one thing.
Maybe you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right. Their hands get all soft and white. Just look sort of pitiful.
Oh, that's a shame. Maybe I ought to get rid of these rocking chairs.
Yeah, then they start wanting to throw money away on clothes. Sit there reading the wish book all the time.
Well, there just ain't no sense to all that.
No.
Oh, sure.
I noticed the other day now that the work was getting sort of slack around our place. I just got to sitting there thinking it over. And I figure if that keeps up, I might get Elizabeth a little extra job over at the war plant to help her take up her time.
At the war plant?
Yeah.
Do they still need more workers over there?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Walt Bates just last night, and he said he's having a lot of trouble getting enough help to keep the place running.
Well,
trouble is, he says, a lot of folks, you know, has got the idea that the war's all over and they're just quitting him. That's the trouble.
Maybe I ought to walk over and talk to Walt about charity in that case.
Well, I believe I would.
You'd have some extra time.
Why, sure. He says there's still a lot of jobs that women folks have got to do before this ruckus is actually over.
Yeah, I reckon so. Anything to keep them sitting around and rocking chairs and hammocks.
Oh, yeah. Of course, now, I don't believe women folks ought to do hard back-breaking work, Grandpa. I don't believe in that. Well, I like this moving that me and you are doing here, Grandpa.
No.
But give them enough to keep them busy, too, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Just for their own good,
Natural. Any other idiot can see that.
No. Of course, I'd never in the world ask them to do this hard work like we're doing.
I wouldn't either, especially on a hot day like this.
Oh, it's awful easy to overdo on a hot day. Fact is, even me and you now, Grandpa, we ought to be careful ourselves.
Yeah, no use letting ourselves get heat stroke.
Oh, no. That warm breeze there. Blowing across the matter. That thing can be dangerous. Sort of makes a feller feel drowsy, too.
Yes, it does. Just sitting here looking at it. Just noticing that myself.
Yeah. Sort of drowsy.
Yep. Yeah, Charity, sure. Bring them right in right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bring them right in the house. Right this
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.